I can hardly even believe what I'm doing right now. I suppose it's not a big deal to anybody who's listening, because the show has been pretty much continuing without any interruption because of the whole COVID nightmare that's been going on for a year and a half. But we have been doing this show from home since last February, March. I mean, it's a ridiculously long time. We had to figure out how to, and that's why the quality of the show was maybe a little bit sketchy in terms of like the microphones that we were using and such. But you get used to it. And we've been at home. Heidi and I have been home for 18 months. So here we are, both of us, live in the studio once again. It feels like it's like a homecoming. It's like it's like I was let out of jail or something. And here I am back on the radio, WHPC, in the studio. I am Tom Ryan. So happy to be here. With me, my lovely wife and co-host, Heidi Morales, Ryan. Why, are you going to wear your mask?
Yeah. Just kidding. I mean, I am wearing it, but I'm okay. I think you can hear me just fine.
Yeah, it sounds great. Boy, this is something else. It's really a treat. It almost feels like Christmas to be back in here and do it live. The
Open
difference is, I'll be honest, I mean, just, I know the listeners maybe don't care about this, but it changes a lot because when you do the show at home, there's things that you can do that you can't do when you're doing it live. Because at home, you can record it in segments. So you say, I think I'm going to have a glass of wine. And you can walk away from the microphone and, you know, pour a glass and then come back and say, give me my notes. I'll take my time. Can't do that now. We got to be live.
Under the gun right now.
Exactly.
So to speak.
So I'm going to try to make this work and make sure that I can do what we always do. Now, of course, on Wednesday, we play two lists of albums consecutive or back-to-back or simultaneously. That's the word I want. We got the top 500 of the top 40 and we have the alternative top 40, both of them containing 500 albums, the point of which is us trying to sell you on albums. I'm like a salesman pushing albums, an old rack jobber. The reason being that, you know, about 10 years ago, maybe less, maybe 7 years ago or so, with all the downloads and everything that's been happening with the industry and streaming services, albums seemed to become really irrelevant. They disappeared. They went away. And I felt like it was sad. It was sad when I couldn't buy vinyl albums any longer in record stores or it's very hard to. It's not the way it used to be anyway. But there were still albums, you know, CDs, whatever. But now that the idea of the album has diminished, I feel like it's in me to basically say, I've been listening to these things my whole life. They're so important. They're so great. They tell you so much about the artist that you couldn't get from a single song. So we're going through this list of literally 1,000 albums, 500 that made the top 40, 500 that didn't, in order to basically try to keep the idea of a full album alive. And we've been doing it chronologically, and we are up to July of 1972, starting in January 1964. And this is going to be album number, believe it or not, number 200 on our list. That's a bit of a jump from where we were. I don't think anybody's really following the numbers. But we're going to be adding a chapter, an earlier chapter soon for 1955 to 1963. That'll push things up a little bit. But meanwhile, in July of 1972, Harry Nilsson released the follow-up album to his smash hit album, Nilsson Schmilsson. This album is entitled Son of Schmilsson. And when it came out, my first thought is, well, I was a kid when it came out, but I'm like 13, actually. But it comes, I hear it for the first time, and I'm like, well, this is certainly a surprise. It turns out that Harry Nilsson is a very, very naughty boy. All this time, I thought he was sort of cuddly, but here he is, cursing like a sailor, belching, dropping sexual metaphors all over the place. He even gets a group of elderly folks to sing a lively tune about preferring death to incontinence. It's outrageous that the same guy who wrote the lovable children's story about a kid and his dog, The Point,
yes,
would suddenly became like a smarmy wise guy, but it's also outrageously entertaining. The songs are strong and well-produced. His vocal performance is as incredible as we'd come to expect from Harry Nilsson. And the band contains some of the best session players available. It bounces from one extreme to another with unabashed shamelessness. but for the breadth of his scope, although childish at times, is remarkably fun and entertaining. It would be easy to dismiss Son of Schmilson as a self-absorbed kiss-off to his previous success, and perhaps that's exactly what it is. I guess Nilsson got all of that playful vitriol out of his system on Son of Schmilson because he would never have another album that reached this level of success. This was his last hit album of his career. So let's pick it up where we left off. The first track is called Take 54. You're going to see what I'm talking about him being a wise guy, about getting in a couple of sexual metaphors and basically saying words that are naughty. You don't necessarily have to be bleeped, but you'll get the impression. And great session musicians. In fact, this track features Lowell George of Little Feet on slide guitar.
Wow.
On American Radio, 90.3 WHPC. From the album Son of Schmilson, here is Take 54.
Take 54 when she walked through the door with the red light on it. I knew in a minute if I wanted to get in it, then I'd have to get on it. I sang my balls off for you, baby. I worked my fingers to the bone.
What's going on, man? Hey, who said that? Harry? Is that you?
son of Milsa.
It's not funny, man. What is this, sort of a what is this, some kind of, where'd you get all those sound effects from?
RCA Records and Tapes.
You can tell he's having a good time. It's almost, the problem is he's having too much fun. If you remember on the album Nilsson Schmilsson, Heidi, remember the album cover? It looks like, I think he's in a, it looks like he's in a kitchen making breakfast. He's in a bathrobe, right? And I thought that that was just a shot that they decided to use for whatever reason. But if you open up the gatefold of the Son of Schmilsson album, there's pictures of him like in the studio playing with a full orchestra, and he's wearing the bathrobe. It's like he went to the recording studio wearing the bathrobe. So maybe that's just what he does.
It's his thing.
Yeah, yeah. It's odd. The album was...
Is he wearing it on the back cover too?
Yeah, I guess he is. It looks like he's all dressed up in a tuxedo with his bathrobe over the tuxedo.
Yes.
The album was on RCA, like they just said, RCA Records and Tapes. And RCA at this point in time came up with something which they called Flexi Disc. And I'd never had seen it before. You could take this record. In fact, I have it right here in front of me. Look at this. Look what you can do. You hear that? You could. The record was like, I don't know. It was literally, you could bend it so that it almost could be like a house. Like you could stand at 90 degrees, like apart from one another. It's ridiculous how flexible the record was. But it sounded great. I mean, the sound on it was awesome. Less pops and stuff. So I thought that the Flexidisc thing was cool. All right, let's move on. We can talk about the background players and such as we move through the show. But I said he'll go from being like naughty to being nice, like almost like track for track. So here's his pleasant track. It's called Remember Christmas on American at Radio, 90.3 WHBC.
Long ago, far away, life was clear. Close your eyes. Remember is a place from long ago. Remember, filled with everything you know. Remember, when you're sad and feeling down, remember, turn around. Remember, life is just a memory. Remember, close your eyes and you can see. Remember, never it seems.
Already, if you could follow this pattern that exists, especially on side one, where there are two distinct personalities that are going on at the same time. I mean, you've got the bawdy Nilsson, who is more or less trying to break away from what he was and not listen to advice that is being given to him by his producer, Richard Perry. And then you've got the tracks that sound like very much in line with what Richard Perry was hoping to get, like that track there. See, the album Nilsson Schmilsson set him up as a pop star. It had three top 40 singles. So we had an audience that related to him as a pop star, not as a wise guy, not as somebody who is going to be a bit, like I said, bawdy to the point of actually, you know, maybe even frightening some people with the language. I remember the first time I heard it, like I said, I was a kid. I probably was just barely 13. And I mean, I remember I had to play this record in a place where my parents wouldn't hear it because it just, you know, they would have taken great offense to it. To me, it was just all great fun hearing him like basically get out there and do what, see what he wanted to say despite his popularity. So the album has got, it's schizoid in that sense. It goes in both ways at the same time. Like this next track is another one of just Harry putting his tongue very firmly in his cheek. It's a country song, but he's obviously sort of mocking himself as he sings it. And it becomes, as the song goes on, sort of a comedic country song, or a country song where he's making fun of the song itself as it's happening. Rather odd. It's called Joy on American Net Radio, 90.3 WHPC is Harry Nilsson.
The other day, I met a girl named Joy. She said, "Come here, I'm gonna make you my joy boy." Well, things went good, things went bad. Now every time I think of Joy, it makes me sad. It makes me sad. The other day, I met a girl named Joy. She said, "Roy, I'm gonna make you my joy boy." Well, she took me for a ride. Sort of a joy ride. Now every time I think of Joy, I get all weird inside. Oh, Joy, to the world was a beautiful girl, but to me Joy meant only sorrow. Got an answer, then you haven't got a question. And if you never had a question,
never have a problem. But if you never had a problem, well, everyone would be happy. But if everyone was happy, there'd never be a love song. Joy was a beautiful girl, but to me, joy meant only sorrow. The other day, I met a girl named Joy. She said, "Come here, I want to make you feel all clammy inside." Things went good, things went bad, things went good, they went bad, good, bad, good, bad, good, bad. Joy to the world was a beautiful girl, but to me joy meant
interrupt before we do that. Wow. That song still cracks me up. It just makes me laugh throughout it, the whole thing. That's exactly what Richard Perry was not wanting him to do. It's like, okay, listen, you can have your personality, but if you're just going to make the thing a total joke, you might lose some fans. I mean, the album went to number 12. It did okay. It did really well, really.
It's not bad.
No. But it was definitely, you
back
know,
when a rating actually meant something.
Yeah, right. You know, having a number 12 album in 1972 is a big deal. That song was released as a single on RCA's country label, and it was released under the name Buck Earl rather than Harry Nilsson. But it didn't chart. All right. Continuing through this, like I said, the songs kind of go just like he said, good, bad, good, bad, good, bad. and now is one of the songs that I'm sure that Richard Perry would have approved of. A very pleasant little number called Turn On Your Radio on 90.3.
Soon it will be gone. I hope the helps me carry on. Turn on your radio, baby. Baby, listen to my song. Turn on your nightlight, baby, baby, I'm...
Yeah, Nilsson being a song that sounds like one of his earlier numbers, I think. Turn on Your Radio is the name of that track. You're listening to American Net Radio on 90.3 WHBC. Tom Ryan and Heidi Morales. Ryan, we've been doing this here for, we've been doing it here and at home for maybe 25 years now. But it's so weird to be back. It's so great to be back in the studio. This is our first time here since, I think, March of 2020. We've done about 75 shows safely from home, and I apologize, you know, that the quality there. I don't have $1,000 microphones, but the station has been fantastic about helping us to be able to continue doing the show and keeping things rolling. And I'm really, really grateful for that. Everything that was done here by the staff at WHPC and. Especially the station's director, Sean, for doing everything that went down. But we are back. Today's our first day. I'm excited. I feel like a first day of school sort of thing, I think, for me. And we happen to be playing an album.
How exciting.
It's so crazy, though, because now we're playing an album that puts us on the spot. Because now Nilsson decides to get really, really notorious. He was getting divorced from his wife around this point in time.
Which one?
Diane. I don't know if it's his number one or two or three. I mean, I don't know how many times he was married. But this song, obviously, is a direct reference to the breakup. And it's...
She was wife number two, just FYI.
Okay, there you go. So he's resenting the fact that they're getting divorced. And I think I mentioned, I mean, you know, he's surrounded by stars on this record. There's a cast of dozens that are backing him up, but the guitar players include Chris Spedding, Peter Frampton. I mentioned Lowell George. George Harrison plays slide guitar on this incredibly naughty song that's coming up. Rather incredible. Ringo Starr plays drums. Peter Frampton plays guitar. So this next track is Peter Frampton and George Harrison.
It's like a super group.
Yeah. And yet he's dropping the F word all over the place in his song.
F-bomb.
As he's talking to his wife. Allegedly. I mean, that's the way he even tells the story. So the profanity made it impossible for the song to get any radio broadcast. So, of course, we still have to obey those rules. So we're going to do our best to bleep it. But you can only imagine.
Oh, it's going to happen.
Yeah. You know what's going on in the background. So. Let's pick it up. This would be the last song on side one. And this was always the song that I knew I had to run back to my room and turn down the volume before my mother or my father heard this song coming out of my room.
It's a bit of a kiss off.
Yeah, there's no doubt. Okay, are you ready?
Are you?
It's called You're Breaking My Heart, subtitled You're Tearing It Apart. So, F-bomb.
F-you.
On American Net Radio 90.3 WHPC. Be careful with that button, Heidi.
Okay.
You're breaking my heart. You're tearing it apart. So all I wanna do is have a good time. Now I'm blue. You want boogaloo? Run down to tramps. Have a dance or two. Thank you.
I mean, besides having two Beatles on that track, I mean, you can tell the recording sound of that song is amazing. You know, there's a tremendous amount of effort for a song that he knew he couldn't have a hit single with. And yet he tried to push it as though it was a hit single. But it also features like Rolling Stones session men. That's Bobby Keys on saxophone.
Oh, cool.
On that track. It's Klaus Voormann playing bass, the Beatles bass player, and Nicky Hopkins, the guy who played piano with the Stones on almost all of the songs that feature piano. So you've got this two of the best English bands in the world, you know, basically doing his backup on that track. Amazing. Now, this is where I would have to take that flexi disc record and and flip it over onto side two. And the first song on side two was a hit single in 1972. For some reason, it doesn't get much airplay anymore. Well, I guess a lot of stuff from this era doesn't get airplay anymore. But you do hear Nilsson on the radio from time to time. I guess his biggest hit is Without You. You know, I Can't Live If Living Is Without You, when he did the Badfinger song.
Right.
That still gets heard in numerous places. But it seems like the song Spaceman is forgotten. And I'm kind of wonder what was going on around this time. Again, I think Nilsson is being a wise guy here, too, because we've already had Bowie's Space Oddity about the man being in space. Then Elton John comes out and sings Rocket Man. So I think Nilsson says, my turn. I'm going to do one. And mine is going to be called Spaceman. On American Radio 90.3 WHBC, here's Harry Nilsson.
Shoot 'em up, destiny. Bang, bang, shoot 'em up to the moon. Bang, bang, shoot 'em up. 1, 2, 3.
1, 2, 3, 4.
I wanted to be a spaceman. That's what I wanted to be. But now that I am a spaceman, nobody cares about me. Mother Earth, to bring me back down safely to the sea. Around and around and around and around is all she ever say to me. I want to make a good run. I wanted to go to the moon. I knew that it had to be fun. I told them to send me real soon. I wanted to be a spaceman. I wanted to be it so bad. But now that I am a spaceman, I'd rather be back on the pad. Hey, Mother Earth, won't you bring me back down safely to the sea? Around and around and around and around is just a lot of lunacy. Better bring it back down, save me to the sea.
Not for nothing, but if you are, I know there's a lot of people these days who are starting to collect vinyl, you know, getting a turntable and playing. If you're one of those people, this is one of those albums that I would suggest highly that you buy for two reasons. You get to play with the FlexiDisc thing.
And you get a nifty poster.
Yeah, there's
well, if you're lucky.
The original album came with a nice fold-out poster about six panels, you know, so it's, what, 24 by 36 when it opens up, with all the lyrics on one side and a poster on the other. And it's a really good sounding album. So it would be, it's, if you're into vinyl, it's just like, I'd recommend it because it's fun to hold. And the, what everybody says, oh, you can read the lyrics and you can look at the pictures ooh, and all ooh, that. It's got all of that going on. So there you go. All right, let's play the next track. Again, this is one that I'm sure was done under the auspices of the producer, Rich Perry. It's called The Lottery Song on American Net Radio, 90.3 WHBC.
You could do the laundry, I'll come by on Monday. You give me the money, I will buy a ticket on the local lottery.
Same thing will happen like it did before. She come to knock, knock, knock.
That's the one cover song on the album. It was a hit back in the 50s for the El Dorados and a hit for Pat Boone as well.
He
took a stab at that one. God help us.
That was so hot.
But Nelson's version is pretty good. Next up is one of the longest songs on the album, and this is just a great piece for the production. It's amazing, and Nilsson's voice is stunning on this track called Ambush on Americanet Radio 90.3 WHBC.
Now we ain't gonna sing that song, no.
All right, that's called Ambush. Now, the two songs that I think give this album its closing personality are yet to come. So the first one coming up right now is called I'd Rather Be Dead. You got to listen to the lyrics. He gets the senior citizens of the Stepney and Pinner Choir Club, number 6 of London, England, to come in and sing these lyrics. It's actually stunning. On American Radio 90.3 WHPC, here's Harry Nilsson with I'd Rather Be Dead.
I'd rather be dead. I'd rather be dead. I'd rather be dead than wet my bed. I'd rather be dead. I'd rather be dead. I said dead than wet my bed. Oh, I'd rather be gone than carry on. I'd rather go away than feel this way. Oh, I'd rather be there where you haven't got a care and you're better off dead, though it doesn't seem fair.
I'd rather be dead.
I'd rather be dead.
I'd rather be dead.
I'd rather be dead.
I'd rather be dead than wet my bed. I'd rather be dead. I'd rather be dead. I'd rather be dead than wet my bed.
It still makes me smile in a such a weird way. And there's one track left before we leave you. And we're going to ride out, of course, with that, the last song on the album. It's called Most Beautiful World in the World. And it is a love song to the planet Earth. Literally a love song, because he actually gets lustful at the end. He starts talking about seducing the Earth in a weird way with his hands. It's a crazy album, and Harry Nilsson was out of his mind at this time. What can I tell you? But it's wonderful, and it was so wonderful to be back. I hope you're enjoying the show. I hope you join us again on Friday at 5, and we'll see you next Wednesday, too. So thanks, everybody. Last track, The Most Beautiful World in the World, from the album Son of Schmilson. Take care, everyone. See you later.
Bye.
Yeah. The light there is dimmer, and chances are slimmer of finding your way. Find out to stay out of trouble and danger, cause everything's stranger than it used to be. You're a scary old place out there, world, but I couldn't be happy without you. And I swear all my thoughts are about you, the most beautiful world in the world. You're a scary old place out there, world, but I couldn't be happy without you. And I swear all my thoughts are about you, the most beautiful world in the world. Your mountains when you're mad, your rivers when you're sad, and those deep blue seas. I love you for your snow, your deserts down below. I love the way you wear your trees, the most beautiful world. Just couldn't stay here without you. So when you get older and over your shoulder, you look back to see if it's real. Tell her she's beautiful.
So long, folks.
Goodbye, Harry.
See you next album, Richard.
Bye.
This show on 90.